T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
CBS FM, direct from the Intercom Studios. Shannon in the Morning checking in on the Big Show. Star Phone is a very popular actor we all knew growing up as Ralph Mouth on Happy Days. Brooklyn's own Donnie Moose. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, Scott. And hey, Patty.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I don't know how I ever missed talking to you. I've interviewed just about
everyone. We did. We talked to him.
Yeah.
So you didn't miss him.
That's all. So, thank God.
It's lost in the ether, Scott.
That's good.
It was so memorable.
No, it's not you. Donnie, yeah. It's not you. It's me, believe me.
He forgets me sometimes. So.
I don't know. Well, you certainly have an illustrious career and a lot behind you. As a matter of fact, you we mentioned you grew up right here in New York City, in Brooklyn, as a matter of fact.
Correct.
You went to the same high school as Neil Diamond, Erasmus Hall High, right?
Wow.
And Barbara Streisand.
Look at you. Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder you found music.
You know, I don't know if you... Did you ever sing in that big hall they have there where the...
Yeah.
It's like the theater?
I did. Yeah, they used to put on something, the high schools in New York did something called Sing. I don't know if they still do it.
Mm-hmm.
And each class would put on, a production, some original production. And so I performed in that every year that I was at Erasmus. And I actually was singing, I was going to school for it before acting in Manhattan to this place. And then I got picked to be... in a professional review that performed up in the Catskill Mountains one summer. So I was singing up there in those hotels and the nightclubs when I was 15 years old.
And wow.
So that's really, I talk about it as my first love. You know, I switched into acting shortly after, but I decided I wanted to go back to, and do that again. And I did about 4 or 5 years ago and been doing... having a great time doing clubs and theaters and have a CD out. You know, I love the jazz standards, all the great standards. So that's what I do, and I'm coming to New York on September 8th to do a show at the Cutting Room in New York.
What a great story. That's an amazing transition that you've made. And, it's just, here you are, going back to your music, reverting back to what you started in.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm giving up, the acting or by any means. As a matter of fact, I just did 2 independent films where I play very different roles than people would ever expect to see.
Did you murder somebody?
I play a polygamist in one of them, and with he's a creepy guy, and the other one is actually just a really great dramatic role of a down and out lawyer, almost like Paul Newman in The Verdict, that kind of thing. So I still love acting. I'm going to keep doing that and directing. But the music, being my first love, is just it's in my blood, and I love it. I love sometimes I do it with like the big band sound a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I swing, that kind of music. Some of the great standards that all the crooners like Sinatra and Nat King Cole and Bobby Darin, all that kind of stuff.
How'd you fall in love with that kind of music?
I don't My mom, grew up dancing during that era, in the swing era, and had a lot of the albums, and I think growing up hearing that. And then when I saw the movie, I was 9 years old, I saw The Jolson Story, and that really did it to me. It affected me in a big way. So, I started listening to William B. Williams before going to sleep.
When
every
you
night.
Were 11 years old, you're listening to William B. Williams. You're the only 11-year-old listener he had. We're talking to Donnie Most, Ralph Mouth from the old show Happy Days. Do you get a chance to stay in touch with any of the people? I'm sure you're friendly. You seem like a nice fella.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I spoke to Anson Williams yesterday.
Potsy.
Potsy, yeah, we're great friends, and And, you know, I don't see everyone as much, obviously, but we stay in touch. Ron through email, because he's so busy, and Henry and I get together, you know, periodically. Yeah, and Mary and I saw recently. So it's great. It's like a family. And I do want to mention one other thing, because somebody responsible for getting me on the show with you today is the Jim Katz, and he and his brother, mm-hmm. David Katz, started something called the Carney Awards, which started back in 2015, and it honors, you know, the great character actors, as Art Carney was, obviously. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest.
He was the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they started giving out these award show for the entire career of character actors, not like just one film or TV show.
Right.
So I'm going to be part of that this year because they saw what I was doing and they asked me to come on
and do
the music, you know, like do throughout the show some music.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really looking forward to it. And it's actually even going to be shown in New York City on the Channel 11, you know, in New York.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're showing it during the Honeymooners Marathon.
Oh, that's perfect.
So this year, a couple of famous, Joey Pants is going in to the character hall. And James Cromwell, he was in that movie, the pig.
He was in Babe.
Babe.
Yeah. He was the pig guy, right?
Yeah. Well, he's been in a lot of other stuff too. But yes, he was. He was in Babe.
Oh, he was best in the pig movie.
He's in Succession.
Yeah, he's
HBO
great.
Right
and they're honoring this year Jessica Walter as well, and Bruce Greenwood and Joe Morton.
What did Bruce Greenwood? Was he in the pig movie too?
No, I don't think. He's been in everything.
If you look at his face, you will know him from much.
Yes,
he's huge and wonderful.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. These are honoring actors whose, you know, faces you know, but you might not know their names. But you know, they're great character actors, and you know, Carney proved that you know, a great character actor can carry a film as well as just be a supporting actor.
Sure.
So I'm going to be doing that as well. But the Cutting Room I'm excited about because I hear it's a great venue in New York.
It's wonderful. It's an amazing place to see the show.
Donnie's going to be there September the 8th. It's going to have a 10-piece band in the Cutting Room?
I'm going to have 8 pieces. So
he's cutting back
tight,
by 2.
Two poor suckers can't fit in the Cutting Room.
I love the fact that you were sort of the male version of Baby from Dirty Dancing. You're like 15 years old singing in the Catskills. That's so cool.
Yeah. And it was during that same era. I was there in singing up there in 1968. Wow.
Donnie Most at the Cutting Room, September the 8th. Tickets on sale now. The Cutting Room, NYC.com. Better get them while you can because they will
sell out.
Don, thank you so much for talking. You sound like a great guy. Like to hang out and have a beer with you sometime.
that would be fun. Right. Well, come on down to the show. We'll have a drink after.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Donnie Most, ladies and gentlemen, on CBS FM. Doesn't he sound like
a
nice fellow?
Sweetheart. Yeah, a lot of those guys are like, whatever, I did this, and now I'm doing this. He's like so warm and lovable.
Yeah. That's good.
That's nice.
What color is his hair?
He's a ginger.
Yeah,
or he was. I don't know if he still is.
Gingers are pretty nice guys,
yeah.
Not all of them.
One or two of them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.